Good morning. So the topic of today's shiur is going to be the halacha regarding a parent who becomes unwell. And the question is, what is the child mechuyev to do when it comes to respecting and honoring such a parent? That's the question that we are going to address today. The chiyev of kibud av ha'em when it comes to a parent that is unwell. So the first aspect of this shiloh that we will address is what to do if a parent is not conscious. He's comatose, and the doctors say that he is not aware of his surroundings. Is there a chiv, is there an obligation incumbent on the child to go and visit his parent and honor him if the parent won't notice that he's being honored? So when it comes to honoring a Rebbe, when the Rebbe is not aware of the honor that is being demonstrated, such as a case where the Rebbe is blind. So this is the subject of Machlokes HaPoskim. The Chida, in his Sefer Berkei Yosef, brings down different opinions regarding this. And he does mention that even if you hold, there's no bona fide obligation to honor a Rebbe if he's blind and he's not going to be aware that you're standing up for him. Nevertheless, there certainly is a mitzvah that you will fulfill if you do show him honor. So even if there is no obligation, there still is a fulfillment of a mitzvah if you do show honor and you stand up, let's say, for a Rebbe that is blind. So that's the first thing. That even if there's no absolute obligation, there is in fact a mitzvah that is fulfilled in such a scenario. And that is what the Chida writes. So when it comes to honoring a Rebbe who is not aware that he's being honored, such as a case of standing up for a Rebbe who is blind, it's a machlokes HaPoskim. Says Rav Moshe Sternbach in his tshuva, in Tshuvas V'Hanhagos, even though there is a disagreement in the Poskim regarding honoring a Rebbe that is blind and not aware of the honor that is being displayed, and it's considered a suffix in halacha, nevertheless, when it comes to a parent, everyone agrees that there is in fact an obligation. Everyone agrees when it comes to a parent, you are mechuyev to honor the parent even if he is not cognizant of your honor, he is not aware that he's being honored. And he says that he has a Gemara that proves this point. And the Gemara says that one of the Amiroim stood up for his parent, even though the parent was blind. There is a chiyuv, says Rav Moshe Sternbach, to honor a parent, even if the parent is not aware of the honor that is being displayed. And what's the reason? Says Rav Moshe Sternbach, because the Gemara Nida says that there are three shutvim in the creation of a person. There's the two parents, there's the mother, the father, and there's the Ribbono Shel Olam. There are three shutvim, there are three partners in the formation of a person. And therefore, since we find that the kibud, the honor of a parent, is connected, is associated, is linked to the honor of the shechina, we therefore must demonstrate honor to the parent, even if the parent is not aware of the honor that is being demonstrated, because you are honoring the Shechina. And as a result of the link of the honor of the parent to the honor of the Shechina, we therefore must respect the parent, even if the parent's not aware, because it's compared to the honor of the Shechina. That is the explanation of Rav Moshe Sternbach in distinguishing between the case of the Rebbe and the case of the parent. In addition, says Rav Moshe Sternbach, if let's say your parent is in the hospital and he's not conscious and the doctors claim that he's not aware of his surroundings and if you visit him, he won't be aware. Nevertheless, says Rav Moshe Sternbach, many times that is not in fact the case. And many times the parent is somewhat aware of the child visiting. And even if it doesn't seem that he's aware, he does have some cognizance of the presence of the child, and therefore a person should, in fact, visit the parent and show honor, even if it's not entirely clear whether the parent, in fact, recognizes the presence of the child. So this is the psak of Moshe Sternbach, that even if we assume that there's a sofik lalach regarding the honoring of a Rebbe that is not aware of the honor that's being shown, nevertheless, when it comes to a parent, there is a chiv. And in addition, not necessarily is the parent, in fact, in a state where he can't recognize the presence of the child. Other Paiskim do disagree, and they say that if you take a look in the Gemara in Bamatzia, Daf Lamed Gimel, the Gemara says that if you find a lost object that belongs to your father, and you find a lost object that belongs to your Rebbe has precedence. Your Rebbe has Kadima, your Rebbe has precedence, and you return the lost object of your Rebbe before returning the lost object of your parent. Why? Because your Rebbe brings you L'chai Olam Haba, he brings you to Olam Haba, he gives you a more primary dose of Ruchnius than your parent does. Your parent provides you with more of a physical assistance, a physical aid, and therefore the Rebbe has Kedima, the Rebbe has precedence over the parent. And therefore, if we assume that it's a Safek L'Halacha regarding the honor of a Rebbe that's not aware of the honor that's being showed, then there as well will be a Safek L'Halacha regarding the honor of a parent. So that's the first aspect of our discussion, whether or not you are obligated in Kibud Av Va'Em if the parent is in the hospital and not in a conscious state and perhaps unaware of the presence of the child. Number two. There's a story in the Gemara in Kedushin. The Gemara says about Rav Asi that he had a very difficult mother. And the mother said, bring me tachshitin, bring me jewelry. So he procures some jewelry for his mother. And then she says, get me a husband. And then she says, get me a very handsome husband like you. And her demands continue in sort of an outrageous manner. And it's too much for Rav Asi, and he leaves his mother, and he gets someone else to take care of her. He can't handle it anymore, and he leaves her presence, and absolves himself from the mitzvah of Kibud Av Va'Em. That's the Gemara. Now, based on this, we have a machlekes between the Rambam and the Ravid, a very fundamental machlekes. Says the Rambam, if you have a parent that is unwell, that's maturif bedaita or maturefes bedaita, she has begun to ask you for requests and demands that are outrageous, that are extravagant, that can't be fulfilled, too difficult to deal with. You're able to leave her presence in halacha. It's mutter to hire someone else to care for her. You don't have to care for the parent yourself because the demands of the parent are becoming too difficult. And the source of the Rambam is this Gemara Maseches Kedushin, where the Gemara says that Rav Asi left the presence of his mother because she was becoming crazy, she was miturefes bedaita, she was asking him of things, for things that were simply too difficult to give her. Therefore, he left her presence, he got someone else to take care of her, and according to the Rambam, this is the source for the halacha that if your parent is suffering from perhaps dementia or some illness that's making it too difficult to care for the parent, you're able to leave the parent's presence and hire someone else to care in your stead. The Ravid disagrees. The Ravid says that no. If someone else could take care of your parent, if you hire a worker, he's able to take care of your parent, so why should you be any worse than the worker? Why should you hand the parent off to someone else? If the parent could be cared for, you yourself are personally obligated to care for your parent. And the Ravid disagrees with the premise of the Rambam. The question is, how does the Ravid deal with this Gemara in Maseches Kedushin? So the Paiskim explain that the Ravid understood that the Gemara is not referring to a woman that has gone crazy, that has become miturefes bedaita. According to the Ravid, Rav Asi's mother was completely normal. She was asking him for things that she knew he couldn't comply with because she was trying to make life difficult for him. She had some agenda. She had some rationale for her behavior. But she was not someone who was unwell and someone who just, had gone crazy and started asking him for demands that were over the board. But rather, she had a certain agenda that she was trying to push, and that's why she was asking him for these things, in spite of the fact that, in her mind, she was considered normal. At any rate, this is the very basic machlokes between the Rambam and the Ravid. Now, says the Radvaz, what, in fact, would the Rambam say to respond to the argument of the Ravid? The Ravid says, I don't understand. If you yourself can't help the parent, so why are you hiring someone else to help the parent? And if someone else could provide the assistance for the parent, so why are you not doing it yourself? What, in fact, is the answer to this question of the Ravid? The Radva says two things. Number one, says the Raivi, says the Radvaz, perhaps the Rambam felt that in certain cases, the parent only makes extravagant demands and asks the child for things, even though it's very difficult to deal with, because it's the child. But when it comes to someone else who would be hired to help the parent wouldn't ask that person for these things that are too difficult to comply with. And therefore, there is a dispensation in Hilchos Kibbud Avayim that the Rambam held of that provides the child with the ability to hire someone else to care for the parent, because in that way, the parent won't ask this person for things that can't be given. And therefore, you have a heter to hire someone to care for your parent and for you to leave the premises, because in this way, the parent will, in fact, stop asking for these difficult things that, anyways, will be very hard to provide for the parent. That's the first explanation of the Radvaz. So the first explanation is that, in Echanami, if you had a chiv to give your parent things, so the same chiv would be handed over to the agent that you're hiring. So why, in fact, is there a dispensation to hire someone if you yourself have an obligation to be mechabed your parents? The answer is because perhaps the parents are being very difficult on you, but they wouldn't necessarily be as difficult when it comes to someone else that is hired by the child. Reason number two, says the Radvaz, sometimes the parent needs to be restrained. The parent perhaps is acting in a way that is dangerous, that is destructive. The parent is hitting himself. The parent is hurting others. The parent has to be physically restrained. Therefore, we say, hire someone else to restrain the parent because you yourself will be potentially violating bizoyan avaim. It's considered humiliating if you physically restrain your parent. And therefore, in order to avoid you yourself doing this to your parent, hire someone else to do it, because lamaisa, it's for the benefit of the parent. The parent needs to be restrained. He needs to be held back from doing damage for his own good. Therefore, hire someone else rather than do it yourself. That's the second explanation of the Shita of the Rambam. Now, there is a disagreement to the Paiskim, but some Paiskim take this Radvaz a step further, and they say that there's actually an obligation, according to the Shita of the Rambam, that if you have a parent that needs assistance in a way that will actually be inherently something that's a b'maisa of b'zayin, perhaps physically restraining the parent, hitting the parent, holding the parent back from doing something that would harm him. So according to some placing, it's actually a chiyuv to hire someone else to do it rather than do it yourself, because if you do it yourself, you're doing an act that's disrespectful to your parent. Therefore, specifically go ahead and hire someone else in the event that you need someone to physically restrain the parent from doing something harmful. That is the shita of many paiskim. The question is, lahalacha, if let's say you can't hire someone else, let's say you have no one else available to help restrain the parent, to help hold the parent back, to help do something that's inherently disrespectful, but is needed in the given scenario. Is it mutter or is it aser? Do we say that lamaisa, you can't hire someone else in this scenario, there's no one else available, so you do it yourself? So even though it's actually something that's inherently disrespectful to your parent, but in this particular scenario, it's for the good of the parent, and therefore you're allowed to do it. Or do we say that no, perhaps it's aser, and you have to figure out some other way of preventing the parent from doing this harm, but you're not able to physically restrain your parent because it's disrespectful? So at first glance, this seems to be the subject of Machlekes HaPaiskim. The Avnei Zekarin seems to say that it's Aser. It seems to say that it's Aser. However, the Nishmas Avram seems to say that it's Mutter. So at first blush, it seems to be the subject of Machlekes HaPaiskim. However, many explain that it's not necessarily a Machlekes, and it really depends on what actually the child is going to do to help the parent from harming himself or harming other people. If you are going to hit your parent in a way that could potentially cause a chabur, could cause a wound, and when it comes to causing a wound to your parent, we're talking about a potential chiyuv misa that the child would violate. In that case, we say that unless it's a situation of a sakana, you shouldn't be harming your parent, even if it's for his own good. However, if it's just physically restraining the parent in a way that you're not going to cause a chabur to the parent, then it would be mutter and fakir. You should do this to assist the parent, even though inherently it's an act that's disrespectful. Nevertheless, it's for the good of the parent, and it should be done. That's how some paiskim distinguish lahalach. At any rate, this is just a little bit of the halachas pertaining to a child that has a parent that has become unwell, and have yourself a wonderful day.